I'd like to start by stating my pride in WAMC and my admiration of you, the listeners and members, who not only raised funds to keep the station on the air, but also raised funds during the pledge break for the food bank, to help refugees, and to retire pollution from the environment. That's a lot to be proud of. Turning to the Middle East, Russia wants to beef up Assad in Syria, and Putin seems to have confronted us with a fait accompli as it conducts bombing raids. No one wants war with Russia, so what to do? Lots of people have their eyes focused on the Middle East, on Syria and its immediate neighbors. I think that reveals inexperience. Foreign affairs is a chess game. Chess was invented to train the mind for combat. Now, I'm no champion chess player. Oh, I like to brag that I once beat someone who beat Bobby Fischer, which is true, but my friend hadn't played in years, and I have no idea how old Fischer was when my friend beat him. But just the same, I do understand some things about chess. And one of them is that if the other guy attacks one of my pieces when it's hard to defend, I can look for ways to take advantage of the position somewhere else on the board. Sometimes that forces my opponent to release his grip while dealing with my counter threat, or provides me with a counterbalancing advantage. Chess is often described as a game of position, but it rarely is all about one square or even one piece. So I'm wondering what candidates you might have for places to put pressure on Russia. Ukraine, anyone? Or posting troops in Poland? And how about recalculating the effects of Putin's moves? The EU has been falling apart, but a resurgent Russian bear may help put the EU back together. Arab anger has been directed against homegrown Sunni regimes and against the U.S., but a resurgent Russian bear may put them in a war with ISIS and could inflame Muslims within Russia. Conservatives want America to be a player in world politics, but being a player is hardly a purpose. I'm more focused on the consequences. People who only keep their eyes on one spot may be experts on that spot, or just naive. But real foreign policy is global. Russia is not invincible. Putin is not a magician. The games he's been playing have answers. Keep cool. But don't look for lots of loud talk back. Real warriors don't scream their intentions. Intentions become known after the fact. That's what I expect from Obama or any president who's competent in foreign policy and not a big gas bag. As Teddy Roosevelt once said, we need to speak softly and carry a big stick. But it's also important to remember that big sticks aren't best wielded in frontal attacks. Pickett's charge lost at Gettysburg. Grant, by contrast, was happy to lay siege at Vicksburg and Richmond, and the soldiers under Sherman rarely fired a shot through a long campaign across Tennessee and then Georgia, except when Jefferson Davis replaced one of his best generals, and his replacement immediately attacked the portion of Sherman's army he had left behind at Chattanooga. The Confederate army was then promptly defeated by that half of Sherman's army. Good soldiers know how to play chess.